Mr. Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
All right, here we go. Welcome back, podcast world. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is episode 833 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. You know I've got another fun episode lined up for us. In today's show, I'm going to give away free seeds. Hang out, we'll talk more about those free seeds later on in the episode. Speaking of free seeds, I do want to remind you that anybody who shows up to the Dude Grows Cup wearing an Irie Genetics or Irie Army t-shirt will receive a free gift. So make sure you stop by the booth, show me that Irie Army merch, that Irie Army gear, and I will hook you up with a free gift. Even if you're not wearing merch, if you're not wearing the gear, I invite you to stop by the booth and say hello. Give me a high five. Give me a fist bump. Give me a hug if that's what you're into. Come introduce yourself. Say hello at the Dude Grows Cup. That's right. The Dude Grows Cup is happening again this year in La Porte, Colorado on June 1st. The Dude Grows crew will be there. Team Irie Genetics will be there. The Irie Army will be there. And I invite you to join us at the Dude Grows Cup in La Porte, Colorado on June 1st. For all of that information, check out dgccup.com. That will get you all the links and details you need for the Dude Grows Cup. If you want to show up to the Dude Grows Cup wearing Irie Genetics merch and get that free gift, all you have to do is go to my website, iriegenetics.com. On the top, there's a row of tabs. One of those tabs says merch. Click on that merch tab, grab some merch. If you order it now, it will be delivered on time for the Dude Grows Cup, and you can rock that gear at the Dude Grows Cup and get yourself a free prize. All right, I feel like we're making a lot of great progress in this episode. I do also want to remind you that I have restocked Irie Direct. That's right, my other website, iriedirect.com, has been restocked. I have reloaded the Orange Gasm, the Lemon Jeffrey, and the Golden Goat Feminized Seeds. At the time of this recording, I also restocked the Big Mountain Fudge Cake Fem Seeds, but they are moving very quickly. So make sure you hit iriedirect.com for Orange Gasm, Lemon Jeffrey, and Golden Goat Feminized Seeds. All right, we've gotten all the business covered here at the start of the show. Now let's work our way into the pet peeve section of today's podcast. That's right, sometimes when I go to a commercial grow, maybe sometimes I'll go to a friend's grow, or perhaps I'll just be scrolling online. Sometimes I see something in a grow room or in a grow environment that simply drives me crazy. Sometimes it even almost hurts my feelings and makes me sad for the plants. I can see just by looking, just by taking a quick visual look, that there are simple things that we could do to improve this grow in many ways. Small details could give you better potency, better harvest weight, and just make the grow overall more enjoyable for the grower. Sometimes that stuff drives me crazy. I do encourage you, the listeners and the viewers, to send me your grow room pet peeves. You can reach out and send them to me at growfromyourheart@hotmail.com. If I read your grow room pet peeve here on the podcast, I will send you a coupon code for a free pack of seeds on iriedirect.com. Today's first pet peeve came from somebody who calls themselves Local Kook, and it says, "My pet peeve is when a grower thinks plant problems like deficiencies will be fixed the day that they are addressed and watered. It can take a few days or more to see a repair, and CalMag is not always the answer." That is absolutely correct. Sometimes I'll see people post, "Hey, I've got a problem. This is what is wrong with my plants. Help me." Now, let's say hypothetically that somebody posts a photo of a plant with an obvious nitrogen deficiency. I would identify that nitrogen deficiency. I would explain to them why I think it's nitrogen. I would say that plant is way yellow. It's not as green as it could be. That's usually a sign of nitrogen deficiency. Then I would recommend a couple of ways to correct that nitrogen problem. Most of the time, my first recommendation to correct a nitrogen deficiency would be a foliar feed. I would say grab your bottle of base nutrients. That's a nitrogen-based nutrient bottle right there. Shake it up, mix up a foliar feed, apply that to the plants. Nitrogen is a mobile element, so the plants are going to receive that, and they will move it around as it needs to be. That nitrogen will get distributed throughout that plant as needed. That will solve your nitrogen deficiency. The other thing I would recommend is to mix up a feed solution with that base nutrient, which is heavily nitrogen-based, then water that into the plants as normal. Now, most people are probably going to do one, maybe two of those things, though a lot of people are going to overdo both of those things, but that's not the point here. The thing is, they're going to do that, and then they're going to look at the plants, and they're going to say, they're still yellow. Yes, those plants are still yellow. They're not going to green up right away. It's going to take a little bit of time for the plants to metabolize the nutrients you just gave them, for them to move that around, to make that nutrient mobile. I can't remember the word of moving mobile nutrients. There's a specific word for that. They've got to move those nutrients around where they need to be. And then over a course of time, you will see improvement on those plants. But yes, this viewer, this listener is absolutely correct that many times when I make recommendations to people, I go say, go spray that plant, go foliar feed that plant with a nitrogen product. They'll go spray it and they'll say, still green, dude. And I'll go, well, yeah, the nutrients take a little bit of time to work. You're going to need a day cycle for that metabolism to happen, a night cycle for corrections to be made, maybe another day or two for things to balance themselves out. It may take a day, two, three, maybe 4 or 5 days to see any results when you were doing any sort of correction. And that goes to any kind of feed. When you feed a plant, unless you're in coco or hydro, coco and hydro do show you quite quickly. But if you're in a soilless mix or a soilless situation, you mix up a bottled nutrient, you feed that plant, most of the time, it's going to take 2, 3, maybe 4 or 5 days to actually see results of that feed. A lot of processes have to happen unless you went extreme. If you way overfed, if you put something in there that's way too hot, you might notice it the next day. If your nutrient, if your pH is way off, you might notice that quite quickly. But most of the time, it's going to take you 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5 days to identify what's going on with that plant. So be patient when you're making corrections on if it's a deficiency or an overfeed. Be very patient waiting for changes to happen. You could just cause more problems by being impatient, trying to do too much. So identify that problem, find a solution, create the solution, execute that solution, then sit back and let it work. Go smoke a joint, go walk the dog, leave those plants alone for a day or two, pay attention, but don't do more shit to them. Just let them heal. I see a lot of people cause more harm than good by doing too much. So yes, that is a good pet peeve, thinking that those problems are going to be solved just by one quick foliar application. It will work, but it may take a little bit of time for those nutrients to move around, or whatever the case may be. Be patient. There was more to this. It says it can take a few days or more. Oh, and CalMag is not always the answer. Absolutely. Anytime I'm on social media and somebody's got a plant problem, the first answer is always CalMag, bro. That's not always the answer. Unfortunately, a lot of times it is the answer, but it is not always the answer. All right, my buddy Local Kook, thank you for the great pet peeve. Thank you for the great content. You really got me rambling with this one. This message was sent to me via YouTube. It was as a YouTube comment. So I do not have your email address. Most of the time I just cut and paste the email addresses from the messages to send you your free coupon code for free seeds. My friend Local Kook, please do reach out so that I can get you a coupon code for a free pack of seeds off of iredirect.com. All right, let's keep the momentum going and segue into the Grow Help portion of today's podcast. I've been talking about my website, iregenetics.com. On that website, there is a list of tabs up on the top. One of those tabs does say Grow Help. Click on that tab. We will ask you a few preliminary questions, and then we give you the opportunity to send me a grow question. If you send me a good grow question and I read that question here on the podcast, I will send you a coupon code for a free pack of seeds off of iredirect.com. Today's question came from our friend Tice. What up, Tice? Thank you for the great content. The question goes like this. It says, yo, Rasta Jeff, wa aguan. I hope all is well. Big up, brethren. I hope everything Irie in your part of the world. Things are good over here. I'm doing a podcast and I'm stoned as shit, so I have nothing to complain about. Big fist bump. The question says, I've been watching and listening to the podcast for a little over 3 years now. You have a good soul, bro. Thank you for noticing that. I do appreciate it. It says, you drop knowledge for free and you put TLC into it. Both of those are true, so thank you. It said, thank you. I appreciate what you do, boss. Now for the question. I was fortunate enough to purchase some of the 90s skunk testers. Congratulations, bro. Those were quite limited. Then it says, I was wondering if it was cool to sell or give a clone away, being that those are testers. Now, most of the time when it comes to my plants, my seeds, my creations, genetics in general, I have no problem with people cutting clones and sharing those clones. However, what you have got are tester seeds. It would be, and this goes for almost any seed that you're going to grow. Let me kind of back up. If you're going to give a clone away, the person receiving that clone expects you to have ran that plant and tested it and verified that it is worth their time and energy growing in that garden. That's why people want clones, because they want something that they know is tried and true. They know it's female. They know it's not intersex. They know it doesn't have any issues. Then they know it's going to grow well in the garden. It's going to flower in a reasonable time. It's going to have a desirable aroma and flavor, and then it's going to be desirable in the end. It's going to be desirable to smoke and consume or make concentrates or edibles. However you're going to use this, the person giving out the clone is kind of responsible. The person receiving the clone is trusting that giver to be responsible for vetting that clone. If you've got the FEMS, you've got 6 seeds. Don't give them a clone until you've ran all of 6 of those seeds and you've identified the winner out of that pack. That is your, as a grower, as a grow community member, as a ganja farmer, that is your responsibility. That's your due diligence to run those seeds. This stands for testers, any seeds that you're working with. It is your responsibility to run those before you give out a clone, because the person getting that clone, like I said, is trusting you and relying on you that clone is, like I said, going to flower in a reasonable time. It's going to have a good aroma and flavor, and it's going to be potent, and it's not going to have any problems. But keep an eye on these plants and don't pass along any problematic plants to your friends. And that goes for any seed. Any seed could be problematic. Any seed could also be a gem. But any seed that you are running, make sure you run that before you pass out a clone to your friends. And I don't just say this with tester seeds. I don't just say this because this is my new creation. I'm not trying to hoard this or do any gatekeeping. I don't want you to give your friend a problematic plant before you've even ran it. Run it. Grow it. Grow it a couple of times. Maybe you don't want to give it to them because it's not worth giving to them. Maybe it'll give them problems. Or just maybe, it's so freaking amazing that you want it all for yourself and you don't even want to share it. And if you give it to them now and you haven't even finished it, maybe you're giving out something that's going to set you apart from the market that may have helped you out in the future. I try not to, encourage gatekeeping here, but that is a thing that may happen. Sometimes I don't give away my favorite plants because they're my favorite plants. That's what separates me as a grower, as a breeder. I've got this plant. That's what makes us stand out. So run all those seeds. Find what you enjoy. Find what you like. And then once you know that those plants are good, there's no problems, then consider giving a clone. And yes, I know when people see that word skunk, they're going to want a clone already, but do them the favor and run it first. Do the pheno hunt for them. Maybe involve them in your selection when it comes time. So you're going to grow the 6 seeds, right? Probably one of them will get cold early on. You'll run 5 of them. One of them's not going to be the top one that you want. You got 4 to choose from. Bring your friend over. When you do the pheno selection, when you're smoking these, when you're doing the smoke test and the sampling, bring your buddy over. Maybe you like clone number 1 and your buddy likes clone number 2 the best. You can easily give him that clone of that mother plant, and then you both have the skunk that you desire, and you can both grow that. You can have your differences and your similarities. But I'm rambling, and the point here is, not just with tester seeds, but with any seeds, don't give out clones until you fully ran that plant and vetted it. Like I said a moment ago, as the clone giver, people are trusting you. That is a lot of trust. They're trusting that you have ran this plant. You verified that it's a female. There are no intersex traits. It flowers in a reasonable time. It's going to give you a desirable aroma and flavor and a nice buzz and anything that is required for your needs. I don't know if you're growing for concentrates, edibles, topicals, whatever, but does it fit the bill? They're trusting you, and also they're trusting you to give them a clone that does not have problems, no bugs, no pathogens, definitely no hop latent viroid, definitely no russet mites. They're relying on you to give them that clean clone. So make sure you provide all of those services, hit all of those markers as somebody giving out a clone. And the person receiving the clone also, it is also your responsibility to treat that clone as if it has got every problem on the planet. When you get that clone, treat it. Treat it multiple times. Try to give it some isolation, some quarantine away from population. That way, if it does have spider mites, russet mites, thrips, fungus gnats, whatever, put that clone in another area and then keep an eye on it daily and treat it and see if you see any bugs on it. Once you know that it's clean, then you can put it in the general population with the rest of your plants. But that is your responsibility as the clone receiver. I trust all my bros. I want to believe in all my friends, but if anybody gives me a clone, if my mama gave me a clone, I would still treat that clone like it's got thrips, spider mites, fungus gnats, hop latent viroid, and powdery mildew all over it. I would leave it, it would sit right here on this table for a couple of days is where the new clones come. I mix up a spray solution. I spray the shit out of them, and they sit right here. They don't go into the grow space for several days, and I look at them. I pay a lot of attention to them. Just quarantine, isolate. That way, if there is a problem, I can identify it and get rid of that clone, or I can treat it until that problem's gone. then put it in with the rest. But any clone that comes in, like I said, if it's my mom, if it's Mike, if it's my best friend, if it's from any dispensary, every clone that comes in, I am very suspect of that clone. I don't care who you are. It's my responsibility and my fault if something goes wrong. So my buddy Tice, that was a long ramble, my dude. Make sure you check your inbox. I've got your email address here. So that means that you've got a coupon code for a free pack of Eyrie Genetics premium seeds at eyriedirect.com. Let me wrap this up and make sure that we got everything here. I'm wondering if it's cool to give away a clone. No, it's not cool to give away a clone yet. I did reply to my friend Tice. I said, dude, at least wait until I release that strain before you start giving out clones. That would be polite. But like I've said in the past, those are yours, and you can honestly do whatever you want with them. You paid for them. I can't sell you a car and tell you not to drive fast. That doesn't seem right. But run them, grow them, be a good friend, be a good grower, a good cannabis community member, then share those cuts. All right, let's keep the party going. I do have another great question here right in front of me. This one also came from the Grow Help tab on iredirect.com. This one came from a friend who wants to be called 420 Lane. Big shout out to 420 Lane. It's a general grow question that says, yo, Rasta Jeff. So I've been popping beans now for a while, but for some reason I did not get a cut of this particular phenotype. I'm going to stop myself right there. I always preach to cut a clone. Anytime you're growing from seed or you get a clone from your buddy or you're growing something new, when you run it, take a clone from it because you never know. That could be the most amazing plant that you have ever grown. And like our friend here, they're realizing 7.5 weeks in, this plant is going to be a boss and now they don't have a clone of it. And they're already starting to get heartbroken. It's only 7.5 weeks in. We'll read more. But they don't have a clone. They already are regretting not getting a clone. So I always say, take a clone. If you didn't, there's another option. We will talk about it right now. It says, she's now 7.5 weeks into flower. If I take a cut from this plant, will it root? Yes. The answer is absolutely yes, it will root. I would take a clone somewhere near the bottom. Just take a nice clone like you normally would. Clip it, dip it, stick it, clean it up quite a bit at the top so there's not a whole bunch of extra foliage up there, and that clone will root. My recommendation is to put that clone in a turbo cloner, an easy cloner, an auto cloner, some sort of aeroponic cloner. I've noticed they root much more quickly in that style, and also they seem to re-veg more quickly in the easy cloner. Recently, I was experimenting with some plants. I had a plant, I did something similar, but I did enough plants where I didn't have room to take as many clones as I was running plants. My theory was just that I was going to re-veg. So what I did was I grew a plant. I flowered it. I finished it. I harvested it. I left two buds on the bottom or two branches on the bottom, right? I wanted to re-veg this plant. I cut one of those branches off and put it in the easy cloner, and I left that other branch just sticking off the pot just like it was. Guess which one of those plants re-vegged way more quickly? The plant in the easy cloner was stronger, faster, more robust, and it re-vegged way more quickly. So I would recommend taking a cut and putting it in an easy cloner if that is possible, and that plant will root and re-veg very quickly in that easy cloner if you give it 24 hours of light. I understand that may not be possible. 18.6 will work. 24 hours of light would really speed up your re-veg process. So take that clone, put it in that easy cloner if possible, put that under 24 hours of light in that easy cloner. It will re-veg quite quickly for you. Now, I keep saying the word re-veg. If you're not able to get that clone, you can always re-veg that flowering plant that you're working with. The way that I recommend doing it is when you're going to harvest, there'll be a couple of buds at the bottom. Just cut off most of the plant, leave 3, maybe 5 thumb-sized buds at the bottom. I got big thumbs. They don't even have to be this big, but leave some thumbs with foliage on them. You want some leaves and stuff on those plants because that is what's going to receive the sun or the light. And that's what's going to tell that plant to begin the re-veg process. So chop the plant down, leave 3 to 5 little tiny bottom buds at the bottom of the plant and re-veg those. Those should re-veg quite quickly for you. Another tip that you can do, and I get a lot of controversy when I talk about this, before you harvest, about 7 to 10 days before harvest, you can put your lights back on in 18 hours on and 6 hours off light cycle. I know that sounds wild to some people, but what that's going to do is going to give your plants more photon energy. Photons are the number one source of energy for our plant. If you do that the last 7 to 10 days of the flowering period, you will bulk up your plants. They will get beefier, they will get more dense, and they may even finish a day or two sooner. Now, also what that is going to do, that is going to speed up your re-veg process. People are going to say, Rasta Jeff, if I put my plants on 18-6 in flower, they will re-veg. Yes, eventually they will re-veg. You're going to cut them down before that, but you're going to leave a couple buds on the bottom that have now gotten a huge head start on the re-veg process. They will begin re-vegging much sooner than a plant that did not have 18-6 at the end of flower. That re-veg process, the buds are going to look like shit for a little while. Nothing will happen for a few days. You'll put it into the 18-6, you'll feed it, give it some nitrogen. It's not going to do anything. After about 2 weeks, you'll see coming out of the top of the buds, just little shoots coming out, little leaves coming out of the top of the buds. Then those will start growing longer. Then they'll make leaves. They'll make curly, twisted whorled leaves. Then eventually they'll start making perfect little clones that look just like little plants coming out of there. I recommend cloning those little shoots and using those clones as your new mother plant. Don't use that re-vegged one. It's been through a little bit of stress. Get those clones. Start fresh with those clones. That is your new mother plant. So the quick answer, the question was, can I take a clone at week 7.5? Yes, you absolutely can. The quickest way to do that, it will re-veg more quickly in the Easy Cloner. And then if that does not work for you, just simply re-veg the entire plant. This is why I do recommend taking clones from everything, because you never know. You may have the next Chem 91. You could have the next Gorilla Glue. You could have the next Arise. You could have the next Girl Scout cookies. You never know what you might be growing. So always take those clones. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pimps and hoes, friends and foes, smokers, growers, clone cutters, pollen chuckers, all of you beautiful cannabis enthusiasts out there, I'm sure you can hear my voice is burning out and getting dry. It is time to wrap up this episode of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. I do want to thank you once again for hanging out for another episode. Make sure you hit the website, iregenetics.com. There's a link to the Discord server. You can join us on Discord. There's a link to the Ire Direct where you can grab the beans. There's a link to the merch store where you can get the new merchandise. And there is a link to the Patreon where you can support the podcast. Everything you could possibly need is at iregenetics.com. If you have made it this far in today's episode, make sure you use coupon code LOVE at iredirect to save yourself 10%. That is all I've got for this episode. I'll be back in a week with fresh new content. I want to give a big shout out to my buddy 804 Green Ranger. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me.
Rasta Jeff, you bad motherfucker.